God is good, and we have seen ample evidence of that over the last 11 months since our last annual meeting. We have largely emerged from the pandemic and have seen church life gain a little more normality, and yet we have seen the blessing of God in so many ways, some of which we will look at now. So looking back, God's goodness has been seen in so many ways, including new Christians and new members in our church family. It has been a delight to see people come to faith in our congregations, Sundays, Bag Night, and Check It Out. These folks, so on fire for the Lord, have been an encouragement, as have the people who have joined us, having moved into the area or found us to be a safe place in which to grow their faith. A number of these people are beginning to serve in the church family or exploring how God might be asking them to serve. And there's a commitment to try and make that easier, as we'll hear in a minute. Secondly, in the blessings, is the commitment of the church family. There are three things that leap to mind as I consider this. It's so great to have so many volunteers in all sorts of roles. After lockdown, people have returned to roles, and this has enabled us to continue and adapt the ministry so that we are doing what God wants us to do. Yes, we have some vacancies which we'll seek to fill, but I am deeply thankful of the number who volunteer. Secondly, the gracious willingness of people to accept changes that they do not instantly want. The acceptance of changes to service times and venue is just one example of this. I want to commend those who have borne with change that they didn't like. You know the expression, we don't like change? It's not true. We don't like change we don't like. So if it's a change we like, we're fine with it. And so I am very aware that people have accepted change they don't like. Third commitment of the church family has been shown in the financial provision that has enabled us to weather the pandemic and allowed us to fund an associate vicar post for 5 years. As we've heard, that blessing, I wrote this before this week, that blessing has continued. And just an amazing sign of God's goodness to us. The third blessing, looking back, is spiritual growth. In so many ways, we have seen God encourage people in their faith so that we have seen Christians become stronger and more fruitful. In our services, the times of worship and teaching have been appreciated by many who have spoken of their faith growing stronger. Home groups can still play such an important role in people's growth, as did the Lent book we read and other opportunities. I love one of our congregation said, I hadn't intended to do the Lent book, but it was so good I couldn't put it down, which was just so exciting. Growth has also come through serving, which is what the Bible expects to happen. It has been great to see people grow, even when life has been far from easy. And to see Denise Perrette recommended for training as a distinctive deacon is a sign of growth. In her 2 years training, Denise will be learning with us and on a couple of placements elsewhere, after which we will be delighted to receive her back as our first distinctive deacon as she is licensed and joins the staff team in that role. That's good news, by the way. Denise and I met with the diocese about 10 days ago, and that was only when it was confirmed that she'd be coming back. So that is really, really good news. Another blessing has been outreach. Some opportunities have closed, but we have seen the food larder and South Room become much busier, and we have tried to make better links with Bag Night. We have run 2 Christianity Explained groups post-Christmas and are following up those who did those groups as best we can. The next blessing is families ministry. What a joy Check It Out has been with the first conversions and baptism plus another baptism planned. Last APCM it hadn't started and now it is regularly busy. Tuesday's Bag Nights are busier than they have ever been and some good relationships are being built. That means we need to think how we can engage better with adults and their questions at both Check It Out and Bay Ignite. And actually, we also need to look at families ministry in general, as we'll see in a bit. We have had challenges. People we know and care for have not returned to us after the pandemic, although we're still trying to reach out to them. We have had some ministries that need more volunteers, and we are still to fully adapt to the increasingly complex nature of the situations we come across and the people we are seeking to serve. But it's right that we are thankful for God, to God for his many, many blessings. So looking forward, there is much to look forward to, including, you expect me to say this, the associate vicar appointment. The process is underway and we hope that there will be appointment this year. It is exciting to think of the opportunities that this appointment will bring. We'll be sharing the details that the candidates will receive as soon as they are agreed. So the process is the PCC need to agree what's been written, and then the diocese will put it on a national website called Pathways, which is where I am told, because I've not looked for a job for a long time, that it's where everybody looks for jobs these days. So that's a very simple way for it to become known. We'll also do a bit of ringing round the networks that we know to say, have you heard about this job? Because it'd be foolish not to. The second thing looking forward is looking at our children and youth provision. We have rejoiced in what God has done, but we now have some families engaging with us on a Sunday at 11 a.m. or wanting to. So we need to think about what God wants us to do so that we serve families well throughout the week, including Sundays. We also have no youth provision at the moment, but we have one or two, just one or two guys, who are moving into that age group, and we need to talk and think about how we serve them well. We want to make serving easier in the year ahead. We've been told we welcome well, which is great, but we want to make the opportunity to be involved in our church's life easier. We will have a role soap job notice board that allows people to see where they can serve and where the vacancies are and how to find out more. I hope that will be up in the next couple of weeks. We need in this next year to look at our leadership structure. In the pandemic, most decisions had to be made by me. The Church of England basically devolved all decisions into the local vicar. So it basically said, we're not making any decisions for you, you decide what you ought to do. Which was fine, and it was the way it was. But actually the consequence of that is that during the pandemic, most decisions rested on my shoulders. That was just the way it had to be. But we want to ensure that going forward, we have the best leadership structure that will allow us to discern where God is leading us. It is clear that we are willing to adapt to what God wants us to do. We've done that in lots of places. I'm sure that there will be some surprises along the way. But we need to see where he leads and what he wants for us as a church family. But I want to thank you all for the part you play in making the church family the place it is. In conclusion, as we studied 1 Peter in home groups, I was reminded of the immense responsibility of leading and teaching God's people, but also what a privilege it is. Thank you for helping me lead this fantastic church family. It is mainly a joy. Thank you to you for the trust you place in me. I have the privilege of leading in 3 home groups, so 3 times I read these words that Peter writes. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. I may not always live up to that, but please know it's what I passionately believe I and all church leaders should be about. And I hope as we see God lead us forward, I will continue to lead you as he would have me lead.